Marie and other sex workers choose their sections of a popular street corner in Dakar to find customers. This is against the law to pick up customers on the street, but it is worth it for me to take the risk the police might pick me up because this is where the money is. Marie is 41 years old and says she can make up to $100 a month on good months. She has worked as a full-time sex worker for almost 20 years after she left an abusive marriage with no money. She turned to what she says was easy money in sex work. Jay Astudjop, president of Aboya, a nonprofit that works with HIV-positive women, says this economic desperation makes sex workers even more powerless in the fight against AIDS.
Sex workers have told us that when they ask a client to use a condom, he offers to double the price to have sex without the condom. These women are trying to provide for their children and families, so they take the offer.
About 20% of Senegal's sex workers are HIV positive, despite the government's annual HIV testing requirement for sex workers ages 21 and over. She knows the risks, but Marie says it is hard to turn down money and leave the streets.
We know a lot about sexually transmitted diseases and about AIDS. We are all afraid that one day we will become HIV positive or sick from AIDS. We would love to get out of this work, but we do not have the money to walk away.
Marie works 2 days a week at AWA, a nonprofit that provides health services to sex workers. But she says the money is not enough to leave sex work completely. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。